We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I would be Ray Dunaway and you would be
Jody Ambrosio, in case your calendar's off. It is Thursday tomorrow.
I said that, didn't I?
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying for the people out there, not us. Dr. Steve Perry is with us. Of course, we've had Steve in before to talk about My Child, My Choice. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good to have you.
Chilling, man. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. You just said you have two new schools that have opened up. Give us a little
info. We're opening a new school in the Bronx, and we have the school in Harlem, and then we have, of course, two sites in Bridgeport, and then the mothership in Hartford, Capital Prep Magnet School.
You know, for those people who didn't hear you the last time, what exactly does this mean? How is this different, what you're doing?
Well, My Child, My Choice is an effort to really connect with parents across the spectrum, whether they be parents of private school kids or neighborhood school kids or homeschool kids or magnet or charter. We want parents to speak out and understand that education or public education is for the public. It's not for
the teachers' union.
Teachers' unions in particular. It's not for them to maintain the status quo, to keep in place a sort of educational apartheid, but in fact to create an opportunity for parents to choose the best school for their child regardless of their economic circumstances or regardless of where they live.
What's the biggest misconception, Steve, that parents have or people in the community have about magnet schools or charter schools?
Well, that they somehow are taking money away from the neighborhood schools.
Right.
They are funded by the state. So I'll give you a quick analogy. If you have a local police officer in your community, he's paid for, she's paid for by your local community.
Right.
If you have a state troop in your community, that's paid for by the state. You have two police officers. You have a state police officer and you have a local police officer.
Right.
What the teachers unions want you to believe is that if you have a charter school, that they're taking money away, that it would be akin to firing your local police officer.
But it's money they never had.
They never had it. In fact, they get two schools where they used to have one, and they don't have to pay for that one. And you still get money in your neighborhood school. So the seat that my sons are supposed to be in, seats my sons are supposed to be in West Haven's public schools that we pay property taxes for, they've never occupied. When we lived in Middletown, they never occupied the local schools. So our local school had two empty seats that the state still paid for.
What kind of screening do the teachers go through who teach at these schools? Who's in charge?
So that's a fantastic question. The truth is,
I get one off a month. I'm glad I can't be
You nailed it.
You were here.
All right, so everybody, we can head out. Joe's got his great question.
Month's done.
It's a great question. I bet you got another one in there, too. So what it is that we do is we all do the same basic screening. We want to find out that these people are reasonably committed to kids and that they have the basic skills that are necessary to teach. But the truth, Joe, is not what we do to screen them. It's what we do to train them and the expectations therein. So in the high-performing schools, you will go, and this is whether they're suburban or charter or what have you, or magnet, those schools have higher expectations.
Right.
So they have more AP classes. They have college classes that they allow the students to take while still in high school.
Wow.
They have a college preparatory curriculum. And the expectation is that the kids will go to college. So, for instance, our school in Bridgeport has, again, sent 100% of its graduates on to four-year college. 100% to four-year colleges.
Yikes.
Same thing was true in Hartford. 100% on to four-year colleges. There's no screening of the kids. There's no screening of the faculty.
It just works out.
It's just a better system. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a big sports guy. You understand, Joe, that there's some athletics programs that are never going to be successful.
Right.
Alabama's going to always vie for a national title. It's just that way. Duke is always going to be a school that if you hate them, you might as well get your hate, keep your hate going because they're going to find a way.
Right.
And then if you hate the Pats, you might as well keep hating them because they're gonna. They have a system,
right?
And the difference between high performing schools and low performing schools is the system.
Okay,
Steve, it's weird. We got to go here, but the thing is, you're here. You're on the radio. The session's going on. Does the legislature have anything to do with this, or is this just? You're saying this is a great idea. We ought to do it.
No, the legislature has a lot to do with it. We need to fight for universal school choice.
Okay.
We need to make sure that every single child everywhere in the state of Connecticut, there are 40,000 children right now who are attending failed schools. Failed schools are schools in which 90% of the children are reading, writing, and doing math below grade level. 90%. You can't possibly believe that because somebody's born into a neighborhood that they're less capable of learning.
Right.
That's
right.
An absurd notion.
Doctor? It's a pleasure to see you.
Always good to see you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Are you going to the toll here?
Where are you going now? Yeah,
I'm going back to school, man, where it's safe.
It is safer there than
you know
here.
What? That's a wise observation.
That's good. That's why you're a doctor.
That's right.
And not a radio host.
No.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.